I've got to make mention real quick.
Yes.
If you missed the mission focus, we're part of a Living Faith Fellowship of churches. If you go to their website, you can, between Christmas and New Year's, there was a conference at Midtown Baptist Temple. So you can listen to some of their sermons and messages online if you're interested.
You can also say that there's a Spanish.
There's a Spanish-speaking Amita. Liv, did you hear that? Even on this website, there's some Spanish-speaking classes that they had.
There was missionaries from Mexico who came.
That's so you might want to write that down. Ah, the maps.
The maps. I don't know where to put them. I'm going to stick them over here.
Sure.
All right, like Steve. Yeah, like he can be like Vanna White. Turned up. Exciting morning. It's actually exciting this month. It's a new year. We're getting ready to start a new book in a couple weeks. We have new maps.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's just all good. Now, what we're going to do today, you know, you guys know we started like a year and a couple months ago in Genesis, and then every week we've done another book, and we finished Malachi a couple weeks ago. So today is going to be a day of review. We're going to review the Old Testament. So if you missed some weeks and things in there, it's hopefully we'll kind of touch on it today.
Sweet.
We're going to do kind of a two-part class today. I'm going to kind of give an overview of the Old Testament for a few minutes, 15, 20 minutes, and then Lauren, we're going to play a Jeopardy game, which will be fun, which will be it'll be a whole game full of questions of things we've talked about in here. And all of our candy bar bonus questions, a lot of those are going to show up again. We have lots of candy to give away, lots of candy bars, Hershey's Kisses, so it's going to be a lot of stuff. So, first, let's look at our handout. The first page of this handout, this is a table you got. Does everybody have a pen? Because there's a lot of fill in the blanks here. Do we have pens back here?
Yeah, there's some. Why, Chuck?
Does anybody need one? No one. Everybody's good. Okay. All right, this table you guys have seen probably many times. I know I've used it at least a couple times. We're going to kind of burn through it now, but this time it's mostly blank, so you can fill them in yourself. So, first, who knows what the Bible means? What's the word Bible mean?
Basic instruction before leaving Earth.
where's my kisses at?
That ain't really what it means. But.
Well, that's a good one. There we go. Bible. What's Bible mean?
It's a book.
Books. All right, here, Deb. Coming in hot. It means books. Bible is like books. You need a pen? So you just fill in books there. All right, now how many books are in the Old Testament?
66.
Oh, wait.
The Old Testament's 39.
Oh, the Old Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Books in our Bible.
How many books are in our Bible? Suzanne says 66. All right, here we go. Incoming.
In our Bible. Not Catholic.
That's coming. All right, there's 66 books in our Bible. Number of books in the Old Testament. How many books have we gone through? 39. There you go. All right, good catch. 39 books in our Old Testament. How many books are in the New Testament?
27.
I just heard a bunch. Yeah, there you go. Ah, I've seen 27. All right. The number of books in the Jewish Hebrew Bible.
The Jewish Hebrew, 5.
There's 24.
Oh,
the answer's on there.
That's the Pentateuch.
That is the Pentateuch or the Torah. All right, here's the question. I have a question that I didn't put on here. Our Old Testament has 39 books.
Yes.
Our friends, the Jews, their Old Testament, their Bible, has 24 books.
Yes.
Why are those numbers different? We've talked about it a couple times. Dale?
Book of Chronicles, there are one book, and I did.
Yes, the Jewish Hebrew Bible is just like our Old Testament, same words, same everything. But where we do 1st and 2nd Samuel, they'll just do Samuel.
Yeah.
Or 1st and 2nd Chronicles, they do Chronicles. Kings. Ezra, Nehemiah, and ours are two, and theirs it's one. So because of those combining, they only have 24 books. All right, how many chapters are in our Bible?
Oh, my.
1,929.
Holy smokes, Suzanne.
189.
Man.
160.
You go.
929, though.
No. Wow. How many? 1,000 what?
The answer is 1,189. This is trivia, so you can amaze your friends at your Bible studies. Suzanne, man, I didn't think anybody would know that. All right.
She's got it written down already.
Number of verses. Number of verses in our 1611.
There's
23,000.
It's close. 145.
That's in the Old Testament, the whole Bible.
The whole Bible? 31,123.
What? The answer is 31,102.
Yeah, it gives me trivia.
Yeah, that's good, Suzanne, man.
31,132.
31,102. Now, occasionally you'll see someone's count maybe like 31,220. You'll see it a little bit different. The reason for that is, remember in the book of Psalms, a lot of the Psalms will have that little a song written by Asaph. Some people count those as words, some people don't. So, the 31,000 does, I believe, count those. That's why you'll see slight differences. All right, that 783,000 is the number of what?
Words.
Yes, Leo, good job. All right, here it comes, incoming. Alright. Alright, 70 is the average number of what?
Hours. That's how long it took me.
Alright, there you go. Alright, there you go, Kevin.
What's my Bible reading now?
If you were to get a couple of pots of coffee and sit down, 70 hours you could get through the Bible, reading it straight through. Probably wouldn't get anything out of it, but. All right, here's another one we've talked about a few times. How many languages was our Bible written in?
Three.
Can you name them?
Hebrew, Greek, and Latin.
Stand.
What was it, Latin?
The answer,
Aramaic.
Three languages. Hebrew, which is what all these guys wrote in.
Aramaic.
I should have brought a big candy bar. Does anyone know where the Aramaic is at? We talked about it.
Daniel.
He wrote in Aramaic. A little bit. Just a little bit.
Hebrew.
So Hebrew, Aramaic, and the New Testament's written in Greek. So, and we'll talk about that next week. Now, how many years did it take to write the Old Testament?
80.
Think about it. Who wrote? Actually, here, the Old Testament. Let's get our timelines out. Let's take a pause here for a second. In your handout, I gave you the timeline that we've been working off of. I actually gave this to you guys 6 months ago, but I'm giving it to you again. Job was the first book. Moses really started the whole Genesis, Exodus, the Pentateuch. So from Moses to Malachi is roughly 1,500 years. So that's generally the number. How long did it take the Old Testament to be written? 1,500 years.
I was thinking how long King James took to write it.
It took a few years.
It was like 80 years.
All right. The number of blank is 40.
It's authors.
The number of authors. The New Testament, there's seven or so people wrote the New Testament, and all the rest wrote the Old.
119.
Psalm 119, Kevin. It's true. Incoming.
That's true.
That is the longest chapter in our Bible, Psalms 119.
Longest book.
Longest book, yeah.
It's about 16.
No, the Psalms 119 is the longest chapter.
Yeah. 119.
119, yes. 119. Here you go. I got a lot of these. All right. Psalms 117 is the shortest chapter. It's just a couple of verses of praise. Esther 8:9. The longest verse. It's a big, long verse about how the postmen are going to send the message of God out around the kingdom.
He wept.
He wept is the next one. It's the shortest verse, John 11:35. And then Meher Shasha Basha Bala Baz is the longest word. That was Isaiah's son. So Mosh Bosh is the longest word. And then 1450, I always put that on there. That's when the first Bible started getting printed. It was actually a Latin Bible on the Gutenberg press.
Left one of your questions off.
Did I? What? What?
Yeah, which letter was left out of the Bible?
What?
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 Oh, you're looking at it. You brought the ring. Which one is it?
Hey, last one.
Oh, yeah, the in that verse, yeah. Yeah, I had a little thing one time, Ezra 8:7, I think it is. There's a verse in Ezra that has every single verse, or every single letter in the Hebrew alphabet, except for one. It's the letter J. Because I can't be documented. So, all right, next page. Yeah.
So, I'm wondering if he is... Every eight verses starts with a letter.
Yeah, Psalms 119, there's actually several in the Bible. They're called acrostic,
yeah,
where they start with the Hebrew. Lamentations was like that. There are several. Where they start with each character of the alphabet, like the Hebrew Aleph. Beta. It goes through. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that, man, that's, you know, well, that gets off. I don't have time to get off on that. All right, why do we study the Old Testament? Why do we do this? Why did we even start this a year and a few months ago?
Well, if you're reading Revelations, you can't really understand Revelations unless you know the Old Testament because of all the signs and symbols and stuff.
That's true. It all fits together.
But it tells you basically the everything, the atonements.
Yeah, yeah. What I was thinking more along the lines of is a lot of Christians are not familiar with the Old Testament specifically. People are kind of afraid of it. You know, we covered a lot of mysterious, spooky stuff in Daniel and Ezekiel.
Yeah.
People are kind of afraid of it. And whenever we started this class, you know, me and Steve, we just wanted to, remove the mystery. And let's go through each one of these books and just kind of show how simple it really is. And how they all fit together to tell a common story.
Which is of Jesus.
And that's why in every book we point out how he is portrayed. So that's kind of why we did this study, is Christians are, we as God's people are so unfamiliar with so many parts of his word, and we shouldn't be. I'm starting to run out of time. I don't want to go too long, but okay, let me just skip ahead. The Old Testament, you know, we started in Genesis with the creation, and then we finished a few weeks ago with the message that the Messiah is on the way. What the Old Testament has done for us, it's told us that God existed before Genesis. He created man to start a kingdom. Sin came in. He had to deal with the sin question, and that's kind of what the rest of the Old Testament is how God is restoring man and giving a way to get man into God's kingdom. And we're going to talk about more of that on the last page. But so that's kind of where the Old Testament teaches us. And that's when I put the next bullet. God's nature is revealed in the Old Testament. So as we went through all of these books, you know, we start out in Genesis, we really don't know anything about God. But every book we learn a little bit more about His character, how much He loves us, how He's providing a method for us to communicate and have a relationship with Him. Remember all those Old Testament guys, the prophets we talked about? All 16 of these prophets, each one of them had, you know, like Hosea taught us about how much God loved us, and He actually bought us back, like his wife that went astray. Amos, you know, the plumb line. There are so many cool characteristics of God that we've talked about that these guys have, each one of them has taught us a different thing. And that's the table that's coming up in a little bit. But like Kevin said, the Old Testament is foundational to understanding the New Testament. He's exactly right when you talk about Revelations, because if you just think about our friends the Jews, I mean they're still stuck here in Malachi, waiting for the Messiah. When we leave Malachi, there are thousands, literally thousands of prophecies that were made through here that are unfulfilled. A lot of them get fulfilled in the New Testament. There are a lot of, I put covenants, there's agreements, there's promises that God made to Abraham, to Moses, to David. Promises of things that are going to happen about the kingdom that have not happened. And when Malachi ends, when Malachi ends, it's like a cliffhanger. We're not done at all. So fortunately, we have the New Testament that puts a bow on a lot of this stuff. A lot of those I put on your handout. Unexplained ceremonies and rituals. Remember back in Exodus and Leviticus, all of the method that God gave them to have a relationship with Him, all the sacrifices, the Passover, burnt offering, sin offering, transgressed offering, all of that stuff, at the end of Malachi, they still don't really know what it means. Whereas, you know, we know Jesus fulfilled, and that was a type of Jesus. It kind of leaves us hanging. They still don't know what all those things mean at the end of Malachi. That's just kind of a few things like about the Old Testament being foundational to the New.
Can I ask you a question?
You bet.
Why, this is what has boggled me a little bit. Why do we know over here in America and them not know when they live right there where it happened?
The Jews?
Yeah.
That is a good question, and that really gets into this. That we're going to talk about next week.
Their eyes are closed.
Their eyes are closed. I'll talk about that in a second. All right, so point D. I got to book through here. I'm going to have time to play our game. Theme of the Old Testament, God, all said and done, the Old Testament, God's restoring His people to give them a chance to participate in His plan, which is the kingdom. Salvation of man. I listed some things that went on in the Old Testament. Now, the next page, the next couple pages on your handout, what I did, I took each book that we've talked about, who wrote it, when it was written, and then I filled in how Christ is portrayed in every book, and then kind of the high level, what that book means to us. It's just reference material for you guys. It's a nice little table. And this is what I was saying, by reading through all of these themes, you know, we've learned so much about God in the Old Testament that, you know, I've heard Christians say how they don't read the Old Testament. And, you know, that's tragic because there is so much good stuff in there about God.
You see his face, you know.
That's kind of what we talked about. So, last page on the handout, how does all this apply to me? This is kind of a simple drawing. I got this idea when I was in Branson a few weeks ago. Who's been to Branson? All right. You guys are going next December, so. You know, in Branson, they've got this little trolley. Wow. You guys ride the trolley? It's a free trolley. It's free. And it circles the whole shopping district. It goes from Bass Pro all the way down to the landing, and it just saves you all kinds of time. It's a free trolley. Well, they have a trolley stop, and it's right next to the bathrooms, the public bathrooms. So there's always a lot of people standing there. Well, me and Sherry were standing there waiting on the trolley, and there's other people that are in and out going to the restroom. And the trolley pulls up, and he flings open the door, and he says something like, "Are you getting on?" And the way he said that, because he didn't know who's waiting on the trolley and who's waiting on the restrooms, you know, me and Sherry hop on. And so as I'm sitting there, I'm just thinking, that's just kind of like what God is doing with us.
Yeah.
You know, if you boil the Old Testament and really all the Bible down, he has a plan. And he wants you on that bus. He wants all of us on that bus. And when he flings open the door in Genesis, are you getting on? And he tells you all about the things we're going, the things we're going to see.
The Bible bus.
It's the Bible bus. It's the kingdom. I should put kingdom bus, because he's really building, the Bible's about a kingdom, building two kingdoms, or a kingdom. Two parts of it. But so that's why I like to look at the Bible. You know, God was eternity past. He's eternity future. There's a parenthesis of time right now that we're in when he's dealing with the sin question, and we all have a choice to get on that bus and go with God or not.
Uh-huh.
It's your choice. And like the Old Testament guys, it was their choice to do what God said and get on that bus. So, that's really it for my review. Let me spend just a couple minutes. All right, in your handout, I gave you guys the timeline of the Old Testament. We're building a timeline here that's going to go all the way through the Bible. So this is the Old Testament timeline. Next week, we're going to cover the 400 silent years between Malachi and Jesus. And I'm going to give you this timeline. And this covers the 400 years are probably the most exciting years, and more happens to Israel, to the Jews, than in any other time. There is so much that goes on. And so we're going to kind of talk about what they do. And we're also going to talk about the most hated and misunderstood book in Christianity, the Apocrypha. Has everyone heard of the Apocrypha? Yeah, it's when I was first saved, it was like, this is like the devil's book, you know. But it's just a kind of a history book. It's not inspired. It's not words of God or anything. But it was written by some people that were around during these times, and it can kind of fill in the blank on some things. So we're going to talk about the Apocrypha. We're going to talk about why the Bible's in Greek. A lot of the stuff that Jesus fought against.
I know why it's in Greek.
Why is it in Greek?
It's in Greek because the Hebrews were enslaved to the Greeks for a while, and they almost lost their language.
Yeah, that's true. It's close. I'll buy that. So anyway, a lot of the stuff Jesus fought against was because of what happens in this period. You guys, have anyone heard of the Maccabees? The Maccabean revolt? All that goes down through here. So we'll talk about that. So next week will be a lot. Now, another spoiler alert. I bought a printer over the holidays, so I can crank this stuff out like sliced bologna now.
Yeah.
So, in the next few weeks, I'm going to be passing out a lot of reference material for the Gospels. So you don't want to miss. I guess what I'm saying is you don't want to miss the next few weeks, because I'm giving out a lot of information, a lot of handouts. That's going to really set the foundation for the study of the New Testament. You know, why they're Greek, why they tell time different, why their calendars are different. Everything's all kind of covered through that
awesome.
Kind of stuff. So now that's... Any other questions on the Old Testament?
So it's going to be about 29 weeks?
Yeah, probably. It'll probably be more, because we have fifth Sundays in there. And all right, so Lauren's going to come up. So now we're going to test your specific knowledge of the things we talked about. I just did a high level. All right. All right, let me get out of the way. I thought I gave it to you. I did give it to you.
I put it like that.
While they're doing that, does anyone need Malachi from last week? Chuck, you do.
Okay, so are you now? Are you done?
I'm done.
Okay, so we're just going to play a really simple game of Jeopardy. Did you want to do like teams? There's 12 people, so you could do 6 and 6.
1, 2, 3. It could be men and women. Suzanne is like very smart, so
yeah, we want her on the team.
Front class versus the back class.
Well, I don't know. She's got all the candy.
What do you think?
I would say boys against girls.
Well, there's only 4 girls though.
Yeah, but Suzanne, she's on it.
We'll have a deal.
Come on, me.
We could do 4 boys versus girls. So we won't like embarrass anybody and be like, Sherry Stovall, what is the answer to this? Like, it'll just be a group question, like anyone in the group, and it's not a big, like, if that makes sense. We're not trying to, like, call anyone out. So, yeah, we're going to go over, so there's going to be 7 categories, and Chris is putting it on the board. So the first category is going to be characters in the Bible, yeah. Who am I? The second is historical books, so questions over the historical books in your Bible. The prophets is next.